Masechet Horayot Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek, first of all, will talk about situations where the Bet Din made a mistake and they permitted something that the Torah says is not allowed to be done. And if it's done, it's karet. And people then follow that ruling and make an avera. When a person individually commits an avera unintentionally, and that avera carries the punishment of karet, he has to bring a hatat offering as a korban. If a person sins unintentionally by mistake, that means he made an error, he didn't know that something wasn't allowed, he didn't realize that Torah prohibited it. Here we'll talk about a situation where a person is obligated to bring a hatat if they committed an avera because the court made a mistake and they permitted it. Mishnah says, Horu bet din la'avor al-ahad mikol mitzvot ha'amurot ba'Torah. The court, the bet din, made a ruling that was mistaken and they allowed a person to transgress one of the commandments that are said in the Torah that carry the punishment of karet. To make things easier, we'll talk about chilev. A person is not allowed to eat forbidden fats from the Torah, and if he does, he is karet. So let's say the court made a mistake and they said that certain fats were permitted to be consumed, but in reality, they were not allowed to be consumed. And we'll use that example. The halacha yahid ve'asa shogeg al pihem. This individual went and he did this act. He ate the chilev. So he sinned unintentionally because the bet din allowed it. So he thought it was permitted. Ben she'asu ve'asa imehen. In a situation where the judges themselves also performed the act, and then the individual performed it with them at the same time, or ben she'asu ve'asa aharehen, or the judges did this act, and someone else witnessed it, and he followed their example, and he performed it afterwards. Ben shelo asu ve'asa, or if the judges didn't do anything at all, they just gave that ruling, and the person acted on their ruling. In all of these cases, a person is violating a sin of karet unintentionally. We say he is patur, he is not obligated to bring a korban hatat mipene shetala bebet din, because he relied on the opinion of the court. A person brings a korban hatat individually only for an unintentional sin if he sinned based on his own error. But if he's following the rulings of the court, he would not bring his own korban. Now, another case where the sinner is obligated to bring korban hatat even if he sinned by following the ruling of the bet din. If the court made a mistake and they permitted something that really wasn't permitted, and the punishment for doing it would have been karet, but one of the judges there, he knows that the other judges made a mistake. He knows that they're wrong. Or a student who was there, who was learned, he was learned enough to give halachic opinions, he realized that the judges made a mistake here as well. But even though he had his own logic, and he thought that the judges were wrong, he went and he performed the act based on their word. Even though he knew that the court made a mistake, he went and he violated it as well. We say, ben she'asu ve'asai mehen, whether the judges themselves did the act and he, this judge or the student, did the act with them. Ben she'asu ve'asa aharehen, or the judges did the act first and then he copied them, he did it after them. Ben she'lo asu ve'asa, or the judges didn't do anything but this person did. Harezeh hayav, in all these cases, he is obligated to bring a korban hatat. Because he did not rely on the opinion of the Bet Din. The judge or the student here knew that the Bet Din was mistaken, that they gave a halachic ruling that wasn't supposed to be followed. But what this person did is he knew that the court made a mistake, but he thought that he was still obligated to follow them, even though they made a mistake. So therefore, the transgression he made here was unintentional, because he made a mistake that he thought he should follow them, and therefore he has to bring a personal korban hatat. Zakelal, this is the general rule. Hatole be'atzmo hayav, somebody who relies on himself, and he makes an avera unintentionally, he makes an error based on his own judgment, then he's obligated to bring korban hatat. Ve'hatole be'bet din patur, if somebody relies unintentionally on the ruling of the bet din, and he sins there, not on his own accord, but unintentionally, he does not have to bring a korban hatat.